Hi dear anime fans, welcome back to the episode, to another podcast episode of the anime podcast. Now, today I'm going to be talking about the Demon Slayer. I do not know how to pronounce the Japanese name, so let's just call it the Demon Slayer, right? One of the most popular, one of the most successful, one of the most entertaining anime that was released in 2019, so far at least. You know, we still have some couple more months in 2019. You know, I'm not sure if anything is going to top that. I think we have, what's it called? My Hero Academia to come out soon. I'm not sure if it's going to be as great. My Hero Academia is pretty good, but I really tell you now, Demon Slayer was tremendous. Was tremendously successful. It was trending on social media in the United States. It's rare to see an anime or a manga chapter trend worldwide. And it was doing good. It got a lot of people talking. The animation was great. The characters are good. One of my favorite characters is Inosuke. The three main characters are really great. You know, Inosuke, Zenitsu, and Tanjiro. And then, of course, Nezuko. They are really great characters. Really well-written characters. I like Inosuke's character even more so than, let's say, Zenitsu. I pretty much like all of them, but I really vibe with, as someone would say, Inosuke is best boy. You know, it's funny, and he's almost like a very complex character in a sense, because in a sense it seems pretty simple and straightforward, but at the same time you can tell that there's some depth to who Inosuke is, right? And the anime kind of touched on that a little bit, as well as the manga. If you've read it, I just started reading the manga because I've really loved the anime. The anime is finished right now, and I just couldn't get enough. And I decided, fuck it, I can't wait until, I don't know when is the next season going to come up. By the way, they announced a movie, which is going to be focused solely on the flame. What's that guy named? Shit. One of the pillars. Yeah, the flame pillars, and he's gonna be fighting against one of the demon pillars, right? And so that's the movie that's announced. But I couldn't wait now, and I can't wait out there. I think the movie's coming out in November, but so I read the manga, and I've the part of the movie that's coming out, I've already read that part in the manga, but I won't be spoiling it for you guys if you have not read the manga. Just know that it's gonna be really epic, right? Especially if they animate it as good as my imagination did while reading that chapter. It's gonna be fucking great, and I think they're gonna do a good job, because again, they have done tremendously well animating the anime this season. You know, we got 26 episodes. The last episode was aired, I think, this week or last week, so it's finished now. It's totally finished. Once the movie is gonna, and then the movie is gonna come out, which is gonna be finishing up, concluding at least a arc, I like to think, concluding with the flame pillar versus the one of the upper moon demons. I think he was number 5, I think, or something like that, right? So that's gonna be an epic fight. There's also gonna be Tanjiro, Zenitsu, and Inosuke on the scene to witness it, right? By the way, the anime episode 26 pretty much finished exactly where the movie should pick up, you know, on that train ride. And that's where they're gonna meet the flame pillar, and as well as eventually the train is gonna be attacked and stuff like that. Again, I don't want to get into the spoiler, but that's what you can expect, and it's gonna be epic, extremely epic. It's gonna be great, guys. It's gonna be really great. I've never been this it's been a while since I've been excited for an anime. I'm telling you guys, it's been a while, and I'm not sure if because I'm getting older, I doubt it. It's just that there hasn't been much anime that's really speaking to me on such a level that I can really immerse myself in it in every possible way. You know, read the manga, read discussions, read forums, read theories. It's been a while. Naruto, when I was young, that used to be what Naruto was for me. And Dragon Ball Z, One Piece, and stuff like that. But I've been getting detached and stuff. Probably it's because I'm adult, you know, getting older, I got a lot more responsibilities. Or maybe it's just that some of the animes are just not doing it for me anymore. But again, it could be a two-fold issue. It could be a little bit about me being getting older, and it could be a little bit that the anime industry is getting watered down. It almost seems like they're not really pushing the edge anymore, you know. Like, I'm not sure. Maybe it's because I was young, and And some of the topics that they were touching on was just extremely out there and powerful that I thought, oh my god, this shit was amazing. And maybe the topics that they're touching on now was just like, nah, this isn't powerful enough to move me. But boy, that Naruto, that Pain speech, those things are really great. Those are the things that I like. By the way, I'm going to be dropping a Pain video soon, so look out for that one. Make sure you guys subscribe, follow me, wherever you listen to podcasts, and stay tuned. Now, again, make sure you guys watch and finish watching the season of the Demon Slayer. Read the manga if you can. I know a lot of people don't like to read manga because some people, if they read the manga, then the anime is not going to be great for them. But, you know, what I always say that once a manga is great, like the source material is really good, it almost encourages you to watch the anime. And once the anime is great, it encourages you to read the manga. That's what good content is. That's what I think real great content is supposed to do for you, you know, encourage you to pursue and partake of more of it. That's what Naruto did for me. Naruto was literally the gateway drugs for anime for me, you know. I, after watching and consuming Naruto on a daily basis, I was hungry and I was greedy for more, and I just went searching. I was like, give me that Japanese stuff, give it to me, I need it. Give it to me to feed the soul. Yeah, I just started binge watching anime. I watched so much anime. I've watched anime, forgot about anime, started watching them again. I was like, fall in love with that anime again. I'm like, fuck, this shit is great. I love it. Yeah, and I'm really excited about Demon Slayer. It's such a great, it's well written. And that's one of the most underrated things in it. See, sometimes a lot of shows, they have like new interesting concept, but they almost force themselves to be cliche. You know, I say it in a drama that I watched the other day. The concept was just so fucking foreign and beautiful, but for some strange reason, these people decided, you know what? Let's cliche the fuck out of this original idea. Let's put these constantly used drama, romance tropes, these political tropes that are just so cliched and overused in this beautiful fantasy world that we have created that has never been done before in a Korean drama type shit. That was just fucking pissing me off, man. And that's what a lot of anime does, you know, like they get original ideas, but then they do cliche characters, cliche plots, cliche shits, right? I read on cliche storyline with original characters. I think that makes sense. Like the Demon Slayer isn't the first of its kind, you know. Goblin Slayer. Just a while ago. We have seen anime where the main character is specialized in hunting or killing or destroying a specific type of enemy, right? What we have not, but the way this one has been done, you know, it's almost like there's a bunch of cliches at work that come together to create almost something new. That's why I like Tanjiro. It is almost like have a lot of traits of the typical male leads in anime, but at the same time, he is almost refreshing. Same with Inosuke. He has some of the typical traits. He has some Vegeta traits. You know, when Vegeta is Katara, no, I will fight. Always trying to compete. But at the same time, and Bakugo, but at the same time, it seems like it's not from a place of malicious. It's almost, and it fits with the backstory that they're trying to give to us, that he was raised by in the wild by pigs, you know, so his love, his character is not a malicious character. It's literally like almost a character flaw that he grew up having because he was not given all the necessary care that he needed, right? All these characters are just great. It's fucking phenomenal, right? By the way, I'm 9 minutes in. I had a perfectly good idea to name this podcast episode, and I realized that I have no idea what's going to name this shit. I'm just going to put Demon Slayer in the title and some clickbait title so you guys can listen to me rant about shit. Now, this is supposed to be a bit about Demon Slayer, but it's pretty much turning into a rant about anime and my taste and all of that shit. But anyway, let's get back into the point, into I mean, I really need to write scripts, man. I really need to get a script for this anime shit. By the way, listen, good news, guys. I got a friend coming over to visit me. I'm back in Jamaica. By the way, I was in the States for like 4 months. I'm in Jamaica, and I'm going to be here indefinitely for the next 9 months. Then probably going to go back to the States or go to some other place if I have the money. But I have a friend coming in around weekend or the other weekend. I'm gonna get him to do some anime episode with me, and it should be great, and it should be pretty fun. The problem is that we are Jamaican, and you know, we talk the Jamaican language, the Jamaican dialect, kind of patois, and so sometimes to really get that natural conversation between the both of us, we have to get into the patois, because that's our natural tongue. So it's probably, if we're gonna talk standard English, it's probably not gonna take away from the fun and the genuinity of the conversation, if that's a word. Anyway, let's get back to this discussion of the Demon Slayer. So yeah, I pretty much enjoyed the Demon Slayer. It was pretty much one of the best animes this released 2019. I said that earlier, and the characters are great. Every character is just pretty great. It's really a great character, set of characters, and I like how the story is moving forward. The story has a combination of plot, drama, and character development that is pushing the story along. You know, like in some animes or in movies, sometimes they have one, let's say, a character push, the characters is pushing the story, right? And sometimes that's, it's good, but sometimes it's bad, because you spend so much time trying to use the characters to push the story along that sometimes the story gets lost. It's not even about the story anymore, it's almost about the characters, right? And then sometimes the plot, you use the plot to push the story along, like situations that is befalling the character, that the character gets overshadowed by situations as well as overshadow the story. Like, what's the message? And for me, when I talk about a story, it's normally a message, right? Like, every time someone is telling you a story, there's a point that he's trying to convey. A story is supposed to bring across a point, a message, a conclusion, right? Every story has a conclusion. After the story is finished, there should be some form of knowledge, some form of information that you have gained that was only possible because the story was told, or because, right? So a story for me is that. And in order for the story to reach to its conclusion, there needs to be characters that are involved. There needs to be a plot. There needs to be some other things, you know. I'm not sure, because I'm not a writer per se, you know, I just remember that in English class. So there needs to be a lot of moving parts that comes together in order to complete a story. And sometimes what happens with some writers is that they use one story tool to overshadow the rest of the story tool, which also drones the story. The story needs to be balanced. And sometimes the balance don't have to be 50-50 across the board or 30-30. It could be a balance between all four categories. You know, one category might need to be more than one. Like a Naruto, you know, there's a bigger story in Naruto taking place, and it's about not giving up, being friendship and all of these big points. But you know, you had Naruto was one of the main protagonists. You know, the show was named Naruto, so it was understanding why they would develop the character Naruto. But at the same time, they have to develop characters around Naruto. They have to develop plot points to make the story a success. And that's what I'm talking about. And I think Demon Slayer did a tremendous job at that. They use the characters like Inosuke, Zenitsu, and Tanjiro to really set the stage. You know, so also incorporating other characters. They have Nezuko. So there's the dilemma, right? With Demon Slayer, it's pretty much say, okay, the main character is now as a dilemma, right? He has to join this organization that is totally hell-bent on killing demons. That's pretty much it. No questions asked, just kill demons. There's no nuance to it, right? That's the whole mission of the Demon Slayer. But then the main character, before he even went to it, now his sister is a demon. Now this is where the nuance comes into the story. And this is how stories are great, or great stories are written. Because there needs to be nuances, right? And as the character Tanjiro develops, as his sister grows as well and becoming a more normalized as a demon, you're starting to realize that, listen. And as they also face off against other demons, you start to realize that, listen, some of these people didn't have any choice in becoming who they are, right? And sometimes we demonize people for their nature. Right, sometimes we as humans we chastise, we betray, we kill, we curse, and we talk bad, and we create conflicts and would tear down people just because of their nature. A lot of these people are turned against their will, for one, right? And they live in a dog-eat world. Like, they have to survive, and their only nutrients is technically humans, right? Some of them kill with malicious intent. Some of them kill just because they have to. And most of the time when they are dying, you realize that a lot of these people didn't even want to choose, didn't want this part, you know. This part was almost forced upon them, and they didn't have much choice. And as the story develops, you're starting to realize the nuances of the demons. Like, you're starting to realize that things aren't just as black and white. It's not about just good versus evil, or just demon slayers versus demon, you know. There's nuances. You have a Nezuko who has never ate anyone, killed a human being. She's tempted daily because, again, it's a part of her nature. But she has an anchor in her brother Tanjiro, who's able to anchor her and keep her on the side of her humanity. It's almost as if, as long as Tanjiro is around, Nezuko will always be able to hold on to her humanity, right? And one of the things, if you realize once every time that Tanjiro defeats a demon, you realize that they lost either a family member, a sister, brother, something that they could strive to be human for, they lost it. And as a result, they went into that full demon. They went into their full demonness, right? Started eating and all of these things. That's a very important point that you guys need to pay attention to. And so what you find out is that because Nezuko has Tanjiro, her brother, who's not a weakling, by the way, who's also fighting and ensuring that he can protect her in the state that she's currently in, as well as trying to find a way to fully bring back her humanity, she's also fighting to help protect her brother, as well as fight to keep the humanity that she has, right? It almost as if it's symbolic, saying that Tanjiro is her humanity. That's pretty much what it's saying, right? It also could be saying that there's a darkness inside Tanjiro, which would be the Nezuko, the demon inside him. Like, if he should lose Nezuko, he could literally just go berserk, start killing people, spaz him out on these guys. And that's pretty interesting. This is why I like the anime, because even though it's right now, it's pretty surface level in terms of, like, the first season is pretty much straightforward and kind of surface level. But it also peeled back the curtains just enough for you to realize that, there's a lot to be curious about. Like, even the guy that leading the demon slayer, what the fuck happened to his face? And the Michael Jackson goat, can they call him Kazubuto, whatever? What's his deal? What's his story? Why is he doing all this shit? You know, there's so much layers to this story, and it's just gonna be peeled back, especially if you're gonna start reading the manga. So if you guys have not yet watched it, make sure you watch it. I'm gonna be ending this podcast soon. The point of this podcast was to just rant and praise Demon Slayer and how much I love it, and it reinvoked my love for anime. That's pretty much what this episode is about, and I hope you guys can also love and appreciate it. So make sure you go out there and watch it, read the manga, do all those nice things, and I'll see you guys in the next episode.